Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet, that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, we want to pray for you. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 is the number to call. You can also email or text to prayer@yeshome.com. Either way, let us know what's on your heart today, and we'll lift it up before the Lord on the Prayer Closet. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you don't need to worry about that. Don't let that hinder you. Obviously, sometimes you're going to have prayer requests that are a little personal. That's okay. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. We just want to pray for you. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you that we have this privilege, this opportunity to come before you, to lift each other up, to bear one another's burdens by praying for each other, to lift each other up before you as they face different difficulties, trials in our lives, or to celebrate together and rejoice in what you have done. And so, Lord, we give this time to you. We pray that you will be glorified in all that happens. As you work in the lives of your people, as they call in with their requests, as they lift up those prayers to you, that you would be glorified in them, that you would be magnified and exalted in them. As you work in their lives and for their good and your glory, Lord, that we would see your hand and your power move, and Lord, that faith would be built, lives would be changed, people would be saved. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893 is the number to call, or online at prayer@yeshome.com. You can email or text to that. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. We've been finishing up, or we're going to be finishing up, as we've been looking through 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that great passage on love. And we're going to finish it up today. And just to give context once again, Paul is writing this in Corinthians right after he's talked about the spiritual gifts. So in chapters 11 and 12, really in 12, he talks a lot about the gifts. He's talked about the different gifts that are there, the one body, many parts, and how those gifts are to be used. And he concludes that with chapter 13 saying, okay, now I've told you about the gifts. Here they are. Here's how they're going to be used. All of you have them. He concludes by saying, but this is the most important thing, that whatever gift you have is exercised in love. That whatever gift you have is exercised in love. And that love is the most important thing. You can do, we have all the great gifts, do all these wonderful things with them, but if we don't do them in love, it doesn't matter. That everything we do must be done in love. But the best part about this is that he then goes on to tell us what love is. He doesn't just say, yeah, let's love. He says, and this is what love is. So let's go back. We're going to read the whole chapter here. It's not that long. And we'll look at the last verse today. We're going to begin actually with the last verse of chapter 12. And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. Does not boast. It is not proud. It's not rude. It is not self-seeking. Is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. And where there are tongues, they will be stilled. And where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. At the end of all of this, he sums it all up in there in verse 13. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Remember previously, he's talked about the gifts and he said, you know, if we go back even just a few verses to verse 8. He says, where there's prophecies, they'll cease. Where there's tongues, they will cease. You know, he's just finished talking about the gifts, but he said, you know what? At some point, all these gifts are going to pass. Prophecies and tongues and all these gifts that everybody gets so excited about will be unnecessary in heaven when we're directly before the Father. But this is what will remain. This is what's going to be important. This is what's going to matter. Faith, hope, and love. Faith remains because we will always be in heaven based on our faith in Jesus Christ. There will never be a time when we're not in heaven. You know, we'll be there a trillion years, and it will be because of our faith in Jesus Christ, because our faith in his work. We never will cease to have faith. Faith is essential, and it will be part of our lives forever. So when we talk about faith, we talk about a necessity for all of eternity. You know, we have an eternal faith in Jesus Christ. It never ends. That will always be our reassurance of why we have heaven and why we're in heaven. And hope will always be there because, of course, the hope that we have is going to be rewarded. We'll always have hope because we'll be with the Lord. And so hope will remain. Heaven's a very hopeful place, full of joy and hope. And undergirding it all is what? Love. Because what is our faith and our hope in? Our faith and our hope are in the love of God. What has made our ability to be in heaven forever? What has made our ability to be with the Lord forever? What has made possible our salvation? Love. The love of God. Indeed, the Bible tells us that God is love. And that's why of the three that remain, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these is love, because the love is the object of the faith and the hope. We have faith in God's love. We have hope in God's love. Without his love, there's no faith and there's no hope. And faith and hope are the proper response to God's love. And so they're all necessary, but love is the greatest. Love, it begins there. That's the foundation. Everything that has happened, every hope that we have, the salvation that we have, the work of God on our behalf is all because of his love. If God didn't love us, we'd all be wiped out, right? We'd all be rotten in hell. It's only because of the love of God that we're not. It's only because God loves us that we have the hope of the promises. It's because he loves us that he worked to save us, that he toiled with us through the long years of the Old Testament and the law and trying to lead us in the right path and enduring our waywardness and our sinfulness, ultimately leading to the coming of Jesus, his life, his death on the cross, giving himself freely for us because he loved us. His resurrection, the hope that we have now in the church, the patience with God, with which God deals with us, the help that we have because of it. I mean, all of this is based and rooted in the love of God. God loves us, and this gives us hope. And we can rejoice in that. We can rejoice in that fact because everything we have stems from it. Everything we have comes from it. Everything we have is informed by that. And that's why love is the greatest. That's why love matters the most. Everything that God does is animated by his love. It's the core of who he is. It's the essence of godliness. And if we are to be godly, and we are, if we are to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is in heaven is perfect, then we need to be loving people. We too need to be patient and kind. Not envying, not boasting, not proud, not rude, not self-seeking. In fact, none of the things that are glorified in our culture today, our selfie culture today, we need to reject that out of hand. We need to not participate in that. There's nothing loving about that. It's not rude, it's not self-seeking, not easily angered. Again, all things that are true in our culture, but should not be true of us. Our culture is rude and self-seeking and angry, but we should not be. It keeps no record of wrongs. It doesn't delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Isn't it crazy how so many of these qualities of love are the exact opposite of what we see in our culture today? And the Bible tells us in the end times, the love of many will grow cold, and we see that happening. But we're not to be that way. Our culture is being what it is and becoming what it is because we're losing love. When we turn our back on God, we lose our ability to love. And when we lose our ability to love, well, we get the culture that we have. What is the answer? People who know how to love. Because they're united with the Lord. They're walking with him. His spirit is at work in them. Because they have faith and hope in him. And I love what it says, that it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love wins. Love wins. The love of God wins. Christ will return triumphant. God will establish his kingdom. The wicked will be judged. The righteous shall be saved. And God's eternal kingdom will be established forever. With no more mourning or sorrow or crying or pain or death. For the old order of things will have passed away. And we will exist in a perfect loving relationship with God. And the three that remain, faith, hope, and love, will rule the day. And the greatest of these is love. Well, thank you for joining us on the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you have a prayer request, you can get that to us at 419-389-0893. Just call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's always people here who'd be happy to pray with you. You can also email or text at prayer@yeshome.com, prayer@yeshome.com, and you can send your prayer request to us at any time that way. And you can also get connected to a live online spiritual coach for an online chat session. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by going to our website, yeshome.com, and clicking on the chat now button. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on the Prayer Closet.